WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 74 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop. On Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The decision of how boundaries of 5th through 12th grade campuses in the College Station School District will change is still a month away.
Last night was the first time the entire College Station School Board discussed recommendations. To keep the meetings of the 37-member committee private, only 3 members could attend. One who could not attend, Jeff Harris, wants to know more about how the committee reached its decisions.
I would like to see some of the options that were at the end that led to those close votes, and to get some kind of flavor for what actually transpired there.
Valerie Yokin was among board members talking about the trade-offs of keeping student populations at the high schools close enough to stay in the same UIL classification.
What becomes difficult is when the capacity of the two high schools are 600 people different, you know, then you kind of start deciding which one is the lesser of two evils.
The two evils being using all available space consolidated, which means different classifications, or building an addition at College Station High School. The board scheduled 3 meetings in the next 3 weeks to consider those and other issues that could modify the committee's recommendations. The board had no reaction to the committee's amended recommendation that would allow this year's freshmen to be grandfathered if they wanted to stay at their current high school. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Bryan City Council finished its work related to the fiscal year 2017 budget last night by adopting the tax rate in under 5 minutes.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes unanimously.
Absent from the 6-0 vote was Mike Sutherland, who, according to Al Signs, underwent surgery. Mayor Jason Bieniski is Scott's guest later this morning on the Infomaniacs. 2 more members of College Station's Sigma Nu fraternity chapter have been arrested on drug charges following a party last month where a fellow member died. 21-year-old Thomas Amitiero of College Station and 20-year-old Aaron Spring of Missouri City are out of jail after posting bond. The arrests follow searches of their bedrooms at the fraternity house. According to the arrest reports, investigators found in Spring's room 8 types of drugs in varying quantities, along with a backpack containing $1 through $20 bills that totaled just over $1,000. Mitiero's room had 1 pill bottle containing prescription pills used to treat attention deficit disorder. Police have arrest warrants for 4 more Sigma Nu members wanted on drug charges following the death of Anton Gridnev. 2 employees of a Bryan Walgreens store received minor injuries dealing with a man who grabbed $45 out of the cash register last weekend. Police report the checkout clerk at 29th and Briarcrest store went to the hospital for treatment of an injured shoulder and rib cage. A co-worker did not require medical treatment as they and a customer tried to keep the suspect in the store. The Saturday night incident resulted in an arrest 1 hour later when the suspect was found inside the Raceway convenience store next to the post office. 49-year-old William Boone of Bryan remains in jail on charges of robbery and violating parole from an undisclosed prior conviction. Most of the money was recovered. The Madison County Sheriff's Office reports a rancher mowing his pasture discovered the decomposing remains of a 2 to 5-year-old girl. According to their Facebook page, tests are being done to determine the race of the victim. Preliminary autopsy results indicate the child had a medical history because a medical apparatus commonly used for tube feeding was found inside the body, and there were signs of underdevelopment in the victim's skeletal frame. Sheriff Travis Neely told the Associated Press the remains were found inside a container and it was likely dumped several months ago. The information generated so far has been entered in the National Database for Missing Children. WTAW News Time is about 10 minutes after 7. It's 74 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash. Or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Hi, Bubba Dixon here, your friend at Tom Light Chevrolet. It's that time again, model year closeout time. The absolute best time of the year to save on remaining 2016 Chevy cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock. For example, right now get $13,400 off a new 2016 Silverado Crew Cab LTZ Z71. That's right, over $13,000 in total savings on the pickup powerful enough to tackle even the toughest jobs, towing, hauling, off-roading, you name it, this truck does it. And with the most competitive internet pricing around at TomLight.com, you don't have to search all over the map to find an excellent closeout deal. We've got it right here off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. So come see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Stock number 58509, 55425 MSRP, less 4532 dealer discount, less 8868 bonus tag with approved credit. TTNL Extra expires 9/30/16. See dealer for details.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Think your child ever gets enough sports? Not. Registration for Central Sports Basketball and Cheerleading has begun for the fall season at Central Baptist Church. Central Sports Basketball and Cheerleading is specially designed for boys and girls first through sixth grade. Register your child today for some great fun and start building their confidence and good character. Coach and referee volunteers are also needed. Come join the Central Sports team. For more information and registration for Central Sports Basketball and Cheerleading, visit centralbcs.org/sports or call 776-9977.
Good morning, it's 712. Infomaniacs on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Time to check the weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
High pressure continues to be quite strong in the atmosphere over the central United States, so that means lots of warm weather for us. All that sunshine that we'll see yet again today should push temperatures back up to 95 degrees. It'll be clear tonight, lows 70 to 75. Astronomically speaking, tomorrow's the first day of fall. Won't feel that way. Sunshine, highs 90 to 95. Partly sunny, maybe a thunderstorm Friday, and high of 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I love how he puts that, astronomically speaking.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Coming up in sports, in your Aggie football report, Zach Taylor has audio from offensive coordinator Noel Mazzoni. In Major League Baseball, George Springer and the Astros take down the A's while the Rangers best the Angels, both for two in a row. And in the NFL, Jimmy Garoppolo hasn't been ruled out as quarterback for the Patriots when they face the Texans tomorrow night. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, while we're talking about the athletic thing here for a minute, the Rutgers athletic director has apologized after a video of him drinking a beer. Isn't that horrible?
How could he?
At a Rutgers school-sponsored tailgate party.
What?
Yes, Pat Hobbs says when he arrived at the event, he felt the crowd was getting a bit out of control, so he climbed up and began addressing the crowd. Then a video was released by New Brunswick Today that shows Mr. Hobbs being handed a beer by someone in the crowd. He says, "No, I can't drink that right now," after which the crowd began chanting for him to drink. He said, "I am of age. If they card me, I'm okay. All right, go RU," and he takes a swig. Later told the paper that picking up the beer was a mistake.
Yeah.
Come on. Really?
He's just having a beer. And it was a sip, apparently, right?
Yeah. It's not like that basketball coach, Larry Eustace from Iowa State, who used to go out and party with the co-eds afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
That's a different story. But anyway, one swig out of a beer? All right.
It's all about the image.
You know,
of course.
We'll visit with Congressman Flores tomorrow. We've had some technical difficulties this morning, so we'll do that tomorrow. So over the weekend, I saw an official from College Station School District, and we're exchanging pleasantries. He said, "How you doing?" I said, "I'm doing great because I don't have parents yelling at me about their kids not being able to go to some schools." And we're still not done with that. But, you know, one of the things that really stood out, Chelsea, if you've got that.
I believe I do have the audio that you're wanting to hear again.
It has to do with the difference of the attendance size of the two high schools.
Okay, right. All right. Here we go.
What becomes difficult is when the capacity of the two high schools are 600 people different, you know, then you kind of start deciding which one is the lesser of two evils.
Yeah, that's, first, as Bill mentioned in the story, the 37-member committee that had to do this, they made sure by rule that no more than three school board members could be there. So the school board is now just, and I'm sure that the school board members have probably received from some input from parents ahead of time.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Oh,
They may have expressed an opinion or two about this.
Maybe.
And so, not surprising, they didn't take final action last night.
They're going to take a little bit longer, a few more meetings.
Yeah, let's get another numbers wrench out and see if we can move a few things. It was interesting because Nantucket is a subdivision south of town, mm-hmm. and it doesn't have a lot of grade-level kids. I think I heard that it was like 10 kids or something.
Oh, wow, okay.
And they shifted that, but by rezoning that one area into the different intermediate and middle schools that were attached to them, that affects the attendance on all three middle schools.
Just everywhere.
That little number, and then how they feed into the two high schools.
Right.
So it's kind of a puzzle that's got so many different moving parts.
Yeah.
And then you take the emotional situation, because those students are used to being with their friends,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, socially that causes a problem. Kids aren't mean to one another, I know. They never are.
Oh, of course not. No bullying.
Never, no.
So you've already got that situation.
Yeah.
And then if they were on an athletic team, then like in high school, they have to move over. That's a different thing. So I think what they're going to try to do is grandfather the freshman in as well, so that, again, the tennis ball goes through the snake. It takes a little while for this all to happen.
Right.
That way you're not just chopping it off. But, you know, as school districts continue to grow, and you have to build more schools, and you got to redraw the attendance zones, it's not much fun. So,
well, and correct me if I'm wrong, but too, I think just the development of houses and housing developments has just outpaced the development of new schools.
Sure.
And so now you've got, you know, families and students that live. I mean, I remember growing up, and Nantucket felt like it was in another state.
You're Navasota, right?
Yeah, it was forever away. And now you've got developments that are even further south into College Station, and trying to figure out where those kids need to go. And I understand the friend thing, and obviously it's going to be a lot hard. You know, to us, it may not seem like that big of a deal, but to a 12-year-old who, you know, grew up and has their best friends right there and is now being separated. And especially as an athlete growing up, that would have been so difficult. I mean, I already had friends that went to College Station schools, and it was always tough playing against them. But now, like, some of your friends who live in your town and you're being split up, it is tough.
Well, and when you mentioned development in South College Station, and folks, where we're talking about is where the last water tower is. Okay, that's Tower Point out there. And then south of that, they're going to do a development that's going to have 3,700 rooftops.
Wow.
Okay, that's right there.
But aren't some of those going to be zoned for Navasota ISD?
Well, no, not there.
Okay.
But the area in front of Texas World Speedway.
Okay.
They're going to do some, you know, there's going to be a big development there. Now, then we're starting to get close to the Navasota ISD, which causes a whole new problem.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So it's growth is good in a lot of ways. That's a really wonderful thing, but it does change. You know, you twist here and it wiggles over there.
When it reaches the Navasota area, I wonder how big that committee's going to be.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I know the board's got special meetings. But they're going to continue to talk about it on the 27th and on October 3rd and October 11th if needed. So there's still going to be a little more discussion.
Well, and the thing is, you're not going to make everyone happy.
No.
There is not an answer that is going to make everyone smile. So it's trying to figure out the best way.
Right. When you started with a 37-member committee, you knew that that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
But that way it spreads the blame around. So
that's
what's always fun.
It was his fault.
Yeah, he did that. So, story of a California man convicted of various theft charges after prosecutors say he stole computers from a courthouse while he was on trial for computer theft.
Mm.
Well, I mean, if you know what to do,
yeah.
Right? I mean, if you know
but apparently
what to do,
he wasn't very good at
it. I was
going
to say, he did know what to do.
All right. Well, we knew this was probably going to happen. A Florida man claims that his Note 7 phone exploded in his pants. And he's filed suit, of course, against Samsung. Jonathan Strobel of Boca Raton says the phone went off September the 9th at the Palm Beach Gardens Costco store where he works.
Mm-hmm.
Although Samsung decided to recall the 7s earlier in September, they didn't announce the recall with the Consumer Product Safety Commission until September the 9th, the same day that his phone exploded. Yeah.
Coincidence?
His lawyer claims the 28-year-old has deep second-degree burns the size of the phone on his right thigh, and his left hand was also burnt.
Ew.
How's that work?
Yeah.
Reaching across?
Was he like,
I don't know.
How does that make sense?
The suit claims that he suffered serious and permanent bodily damage resulting in pain, suffering, permanent impairment, disability, mental anguish, inconvenience, loss of enjoyment of life, expense of medical care and treatment, expense of hospitalization. Ooh, that's going to have a lot of zeros in it.
Loss of enjoyment of life.
Yes, exactly.
Oh boy.
Going to have a lot of zeros. In the meantime, Samsung now says they will have 500,000 Galaxy Note 7 phones in stores today, enough to replace half the devices.
What do you do with the old ones?
You give them back to them, I'm guessing.
Well, yeah. No, what do they do?
Oh.
Like, I mean, what happens to those? Are they dismantled and then the parts are, you know, recycled?
I would think that, well,
that's a lot of phones.
You know, you're right. And and that's the other thing is as they become aftermarket phones, my thought is you got to scrap them.
Yeah.
You have to scrap it.
Yeah, it's just a loss. You got to take the loss.
Yeah, because if it's another one out there, I'm sure they have serial numbers on all the chips of the phones that are a problem, and somebody cross-references that, and they get in trouble all over again. Anyway, they said that about a quarter of the Note 7 owners have already exchanged their phones. That's up from 13% last week when Samsung started making the replacements available. And Samsung says people who still have one of the defective phones will receive a warning every time they turn the phone on that they need to exchange it for one with a safe battery. So there you are. They've got details. I'm sure they've got a website someplace.
Oh, yeah.
But now, so do you want a 7 or you just want to just make it go away?
I would love to hear from someone who owns one. So if anyone out there's listening and you had to return yours, call us because I'd love to hear just the opinion of someone who actually has to go through all of this.
Oh yeah,
because it's like when the health department closes a restaurant, the best time to go is right after they reopen, right?
Sure,
you know
the cleanest
it's okay.
It's gonna be.
Buy Samsung now because who knows, the next thing might be huge and they've probably dropped in stocks like big time right now.
Yep.
So
well, that's
here's a text we just received. Our text line is open, by the way, 979-695-1620. This texter says, I think Samsung needs to ask Hillary's State Department staff about how to dispose of cell phones.
Yeah. They know what to do with that.
Yep.
While we're talking computer stuff, we always hear one man's trash is another man's treasure. New York Post Page 6 gossip column reports an anonymous Apple employee sifted through the dumpster after Steve Jobs was fired in 1985 and found a stock certificate for his share in the company. The document is now a piece of computer history. It is up for sale at momentsintime.com. The perfect gift for the computer geek if you've got $195,000. That's what they're asking for that.
Wow.
But, I mean, Steve Jobs, stock certificate. That's kind of cool.
That's a good piece of memorabilia.
There you are.
At Zornemann Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zorneman Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
RE/MAX Bryan College Station has been serving Aggieland over 20 years, representing generations of buyers and sellers with old-fashioned hometown service and 21st century technological expertise. At 3030 University Drive, just east of Highway 6, we're right in the middle of Bryan College Station and count legions of Aggie customers returning as parents and grandparents. More sellers list with RE/MAX than any other brand because nobody in the world sells more real estate. So to buy or sell, it's RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
At Professional Concrete Construction, if your home or office needs concrete, they do it. Specializing in residential, commercial, and decorative applications. James and Mike Croston at Professional Concrete Construction are experts in the Brazos Valley with over 25 years of experience. For home and metal buildings, foundations, patios, sidewalks, and driveways, call Professional Concrete Construction at 979-777-9201 and get a free estimate and list of local references. Click ProfessionalConcreteBCS.com for more info.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check weather. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do concrete urethane raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Showers that came through yesterday kind of make it nice this morning, even though they weren't in the forecast, I don't think. Anyhow, no mention of rain in the forecast today. See what happens. 94 will be our high, about 93 for tomorrow. Got some clouds rolling in on Friday, a 30% chance of rain. It increases to 40% on Saturday and Sunday. High temperatures probably won't make 90 on Saturday and Sunday simply because we'll have the cloud cover. Right now, the winds are out of the northeast at 3, 94% relative humidity, and we got 74 degrees.
Decades ago, your local electric co-op was formed to make sure everyone who needed electricity had it. As time went on and our communities continued to grow, so did the need for electricity. And time again, we've made certain that that need has been met. Today, we're still doing everything in our power to keep affordable, reliable electricity flowing. It was our purpose then, it's our purpose now, and that'll never change. Mid-South Synergy, we are your crew.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The Homeland Security Inspector General just issued a shocking report. Turns out over 850 people who were supposed to be deported or had actually been removed were granted American citizenship by mistake. Now, they're blaming the snafu on a lack of digital fingerprints. The FBI and Homeland Security are supposed to check the fingerprint records of those applying for citizenship, but there's a gap. There's a loophole. Immigration and Customs Enforcement admits that about 150,000 fingerprint records of illegal aliens who are criminals and fugitives are not in the system. Now, this IG report only focused on illegals mistakenly granted citizenship. That's just a tiny percentage of those living in the shadows. God only knows what else is lurking in that gap. So in the wake of the latest Islamic terrorism in New York and New Jersey, Minnesota, Trump has again called for temporarily suspending immigration from unsafe regions of the world until we can screen them properly. It's outrageous, says Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and the Democrat Party. They insist that we accept thousands upon thousands more immigrants without question and without foolproof vetting from countries where ISIS terrorists are active in recruiting. Now, this isn't about so-called xenophobia or so-called Islamophobia. It's about terrorism here in America. It's about national security, and it's time to stop Democrats from playing politics with it because lives are really at stake here, not political fortunes.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-375-9991. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-375-9991. 1-800-375-9991.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 74 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep Roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station School Board is far from finalizing changes in the boundaries of 5th through 12th grade campuses.
After 2 hours of discussion last night, the board had more questions of administrators. That led to scheduling 3 special meetings over the next 3 weeks. Most of the issues are the same as when they gave marching orders last April to a 37-member committee. One topic is balancing student populations at Consolidated and College Station high schools in order to stay in the same UIL classification. Board member Carol Barrett has heard from some concerned about underutilizing Consol. At the same time, there's consideration of expanding College Station High School.
Because there is a lot of savings, I know, with us all being in the same UIL district. We've really seen that in the last year. Then we need to see that and put that forth so that the public can see that as well, and being transparent in the fact that we are being cognizant of their tax dollars.
The board also wants to review whether the district has the bond capacity to ask voters to build an addition at College Station High School and down the road a third high school. Administrators are also asked to look into the impact of sending all Consolidated middle school students to Consolidated High instead of 84%, and all students going to the new third middle school to College Station High instead of 82%. The student body at College Station Middle School would be split 50-50 instead of 52-48, as currently recommended. Last night was the first discussion by the board because only 3 members attended committee meetings in order to keep them private. The board had no reaction to the committee's amended recommendation that would allow this year's freshmen to be grandfathered if they wanted to stay at their current high school. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A special meeting of the Bryan City Council last night wrapped up the 2017 fiscal year budget by ratifying the tax rate, which remains unchanged from last year. And before that, the roll call vote on the tax rate ordinance.
Councilmember Simek? Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes. Councilmember Hardeman?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Owens?
Yes.
Councilmember Pena?
Yes.
Councilmember Sons?
Aye.
Mayor Byinski, aye. Demoted myself.
Mike Sutherland was absent, according to Al Sines, because of surgery. Mayor Jason Byinski is Scott's guest later this morning on the Infomaniacs. The manager of College Station Sigma Nu Fraternity House is one of the 2 latest members arrested on drug charges after a roommate died last month following a party. According to the arrest report, the room occupied by 20-year-old Aaron Spring of Missouri City had 8 different kinds of illegal drugs. In 4 glass jars were psychedelic mushrooms. Inside a locked carrying case was marijuana, Adderall, Alprazolam, ecstasy, and cocaine residue. 2 drawers of a dresser contained more marijuana and ecstasy and DMT, along with a baggie containing 1,000 empty capsules. Inside a freezer was a sheet of THC dabs. And a backpack on the floor contained $1 through $20 bills, totaling just over $1,000. Spring is out of jail after posting bond, as is 21-year-old Thomas Amitiero of College Station, who was arrested after detectives found a bottle of prescription pills used to treat attention deficit disorder. CSPD are still looking for four more Sigma Nu members on drug charges following the death of Anton Gridnev. A Bryan man remains in jail following a robbery at a Walgreens last weekend where two employees were injured trying to stop him. According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, 49-year-old William Boone stepped in front of a customer checking out at the 29th and Briarcrest Walgreens on Saturday night to take money out of an open cash register drawer. The checkout clerk was taken to the hospital for treatment of an injured shoulder and rib cage. The co-worker did not require treatment after struggling with the suspect. Boone was found about 1 hour later inside the Raceway convenience store next to the Bryan post office. He was taken into custody following a struggle with three officers. Most of the $45 that was taken from Walgreens was recovered. In addition to the robbery arrest, Boone is also being held for violating parole of an undisclosed prior offense. A nationwide search is underway to identify a young girl whose decomposing remains were found in Madison County along the Interstate 45 service road. The Associated Press reports a rancher mowing his pasture found a container that appears to have been dumped several months ago. Inside the container were the remains of a 2 to 5 year old girl with black hair more than a foot long. According to the Madison County Sheriff's Office Facebook page, preliminary autopsy results showed signs of underdevelopment of the victim's body, and there was a medical apparatus inside the body that is commonly used for tube feeding, leading to the belief that the child had a medical history. The death has been ruled a homicide. Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller won't face criminal charges for allegedly using taxpayer funds to obtain a so-called Jesus shot in Oklahoma. Miller was investigated by the Texas Department of Public Safety for possible abuse of power. Prosecutors released a memo stating they had determined criminal intent would be difficult to prove. The Houston Chronicle reported in March that Miller used taxpayer money to travel to Oklahoma last year to apparently receive an anti-inflammatory injection meant to reduce chronic pain. Miller reimbursed the state more than $1,000. He declined to say whether he got the injection. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 74 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour, or you can always check it out online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
They came in and recommended a carbon filter system, and that has been amazing for me. It's taken away all the dust, which is crazy because living out in the country, we have tons of dust just from our gravel road, and we have cattle, so all of that comes in. So they come in once a year and change out that filter, and it's great.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Linux dealer in Bryan College Station.
It's a new day, a fresh start, because Time Warner Cable is now Spectrum, redefining what a cable company can be, with promises to make and promises to keep. Like crystal clear HD picture and sound, thousands of on-demand choices, and internet speeds fast enough to get you where you want to go instantly. All delivered over the most advanced fiber-rich digital network in the nation. With over 90,000 employees working hard every day to earn your business. In the state of touchdowns, Tex-Mex, boots, and barbecue, nothing but the best will ever do, and it never should. Welcome to America's fastest growing TV, internet, and voice provider. Welcome to Spectrum. Call 844-97-SPECTRUM or visit spectrum.com for more details.
This is Survivor Ben, and I've been trudging through this rugged wilderness for, I think,
23 days now. Food has become hard to find. It's really a struggle.
Excuse me.
What the?
Sorry to interrupt, but is this the way to the lake?
I think. How did you get up here?
Oh, I just loaded up my Tundra and drove up through the woods for a few hours. My buddies are right behind me.
Your buddies?
Yeah, if you see them, one is Tacoma towing jet skis, and the other is a 4Runner full of camping gear. Tell them I went this way.
Okay.
Thanks, man. I gotta go set up camp and grill some steaks. I'm really hungry. Enjoy your hike.
You gotta be kidding me.
Toyota Trucks, a heritage built on adventure. Come into your local Toyota dealer and get amazing deals on the tough, adventure-filled 2017 Toyota Tundra. Go camping, fishing, and enjoy the great outdoors in the always fun, fully capable Tundra. Toyota, let's go places.
740, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressure continues to be quite strong in the atmosphere over the central United States, so that means lots of warm weather for us. All that sunshine that we'll see yet again today should push temperatures back up to 95 degrees. It'll be clear tonight, lows 70 to 75. Astronomically speaking, tomorrow's the first day of fall. Won't feel that way. Sunshine, highs 90 to 95. Partly sunny, maybe a thunderstorm Friday, and high of 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor has audio from the Ags Weekly press conference and your Aggie football report. In Major League Baseball, big wins for the Astros and the Rangers against the A's and the Angels. And the U.S. is eliminated from the World Cup of Hockey by Canada. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
741, okay, let's talk food.
Woo-hoo. Yes, I love talking food.
Okay, driving to work, driving to school, just waking up, whatever. Let's talk food. Something new and different. Yesterday we talked about how there's going to be like a grilled cheese
Pizza Hut
crust.
Yeah.
Pizza Hut product. Okay. Familiar with Shark Tank, TV show Shark Tank?
Sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's an Australian version of Shark Tank.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Is it still called Shark Tank?
It is. It's called Shark Tank Australia.
Oh, okay.
Here's the pitch.
The ham dog is a unique combination of a hamburger and a hot dog in the one bun. It's so simple, the patty's split down the middle, sausage goes in the centre, load it up with your favourite ingredients, bang, there's a party in your mouth.
Party in your mouth.
That's how we do it down under.
That's it. So they take your traditional hamburger bun and it's got like little wings on it, little extensions out there. So you've got the patty, and like he said, you put a little trench in there, and you lay the hot dog in there, and then you've got the bun to go on top of.
Please tell me no one bought into that.
I don't know if they did. Let's see. He first pitched the idea on Shark Tank Australia to a panel of unimpressed judges in 2015.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did. They pretty much laughed at him. But he's done it, and it's out there now, and so... We'll see.
The ham dog.
Yes, exactly. Actually, the bun was granted a U.S. patent back in 2009, so I guess there's some people out there who are doing it.
Yeah.
This is the world we live in.
CNBC says it's coming to America.
Okay, now the other way that they have a picture of that you could do this is you take the hot dog and you put beef around it.
Right,
and then you cook it.
Yep.
And you can put that into like a traditional bigger bun.
Like a hot dog filled hamburger.
Something like that, yeah.
I'm really surprised America didn't get to this first.
Well, right, I know. My thing is, though, sometimes I do eat a hamburger and a hot dog while I'm at a cookout or whatever.
And that
But I eat them separately. I don't need them together.
The poor hot dog goes, I'm lost in here.
Yeah.
Hey, at least you'll be saving time if you eat them together.
Well, I suppose that's probably right.
The one I see is drenched with chili and cheese, too.
Which is the best way. Anything that you can do to cover the taste of the hot dog, unless it's a Hebrew national.
Then why include it at all?
Yeah. Something new and different. Okay, so we talked about Samsung's giving back their, they're doing the swap deal. Now we find out. If you go to the Apple Store to buy an iPhone 7 with a 32 gig of storage, Apple will charge you $649. They just want you to know it costs $224 to make. Well, okay, but if you're willing to pay the $649, you don't care what it costs to make.
Yeah.
Okay, that's their profit. Go buy some Apple stock, and then you can benefit from that, okay? Now, all that to say, we've got our phones with us a lot,
mm-hmm.
with us most of the time. If we're not actually holding it, we have it set down nearby.
Right.
Mine's right over there.
Mine's okay. right here. Mine's I didn't right even have to leave the microphone.
That's mm-hmm. right. So what if your computer or smartphone could tell if you're happy or sad?
Nope, don't need that. No.
You sure? Okay.
Yeah, it can tell by the way the screen is. That's if I'm little, mad.
Yeah, that's a little too smart. Yeah, it can tell by
kidding.
How hard I'm hitting
I
the
don't
buttons.
Throw things.
Yeah, that's how you're punching the buttons. But
no, I don't need it reading my emotions. I can barely do that.
A new device developed by researchers at MIT aims to detect emotions by sending wireless signals that measure heartbeats as the signals bounce off the person's body. Okay, now look, we've already we've heard about the high tension wires, right? Uh-huh. We've heard about microwaves and how if you live under those great big towers that have the mm-hmm. the cross country lines that you'll grow a third eye eventually or whatever.
Yeah. This is like a guarantee.
They're going to have this little thing bombarding your body. Oh no, we're just checking your heart rate. We're just checking
well,
your heart rate.
So what is it going to do if it tells you're mad?
Well, see, all right, so
like send you a text with like a flirtatious memo.
After didn't the device first you, messages measures how each individual's body reacts in various emotional situations, see, it will remember that. And then it works like an electrocardiogram monitor, but without needing a sensor on the body to measure the heartbeats. They say it could one day be used by advertisers.
Oh, God.
To gauge audience
reaction.
Then I
definitely don't want it.
Yeah. They said, or diagnose depression or anxiety. But first, let's make a buck off
yeah.
of it.
Yeah. That's the plan.
Why don't we help people versus just trying to take their money?
I would agree, though, the tendency to have your phone know how you're feeling is a little bit creepy.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah,
mm-hmm. And you just as soon handle that yourself. Because, like you said, does it give you an inspirational message? Does
right.
it put a puppy dog picture up? I mean, what
which
does
I think
do?
Would just tick me off even more.
Yeah. Right.
Like you don't know me.
One more time. Well, that's what they're saying, though. They will know you because then your emotional state, combined with your heartbeat, and then,
when it gets it wrong.
Yeah. Yep.
Nope.
And that's the other thing is all we know is what they're telling us. It's what they're not telling us that they can measure as well.
Yeah.
Why don't we just go ahead and get the chip? Just get the chip in your arm.
Yeah, just stick it in. Oh, wait, right it's already there.
Yeah.
On your boots and round up the herd. Come celebrate 5 years of fun at the Brazos Valley Fair and Rodeo, October 21st through the 23rd. Enjoy great concerts by Steve Warner. You had some fun for the Jason Bolin and the Stragglers, For a Season, The Emotions Band, and more. Watch the exciting nightly rodeos and take time to play in the huge carnival. Admission is only $12 for ages 13 and older, and ages 12 and under get in free. For discounted specials and everything Brazos Valley Fair, visit BrazosValleyFair.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Some people ask, where are you going in life? But an equally important question may be, how are you going to get there? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. At an event our organization sponsored last year, I spoke with a parent whose story reminded me of an important life lesson. He told me his son had just graduated from college. To my surprise, when I congratulated him, his expression conveyed disappointment rather than excitement. He went on to explain that his son had done just enough to get by, rather than embracing his college experience and growing as a person. This father understood that in life, the journey is often just as important as the destination. Too many people rely on shortcuts to success. We see it everywhere, in education, in sports, in business. We want to lose weight without exercise or changing our diet. We go into debt rather than saving our money. Even bookstores offer 5 steps to this and 3 easy steps to that. In short, we want the rewards of achievement without having to put in the hard work to actually achieve. But in doing so, we lose something else even more important, ourselves. Our lives become richer, deeper, and more meaningful when we see life not simply as a means to get somewhere, but as an opportunity to grow into a person of strength, character, and integrity. As one person expressed it, we dance to dance, not to get to a particular spot on the floor. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-379-4442. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-379-4442, 1-800-379-4442.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:51. It'll be a big game for the Aggs against Arkansas in Arlington on September 24th, and with your Aggie football report, here's Zach Taylor.
Well, 10th-ranked Fighting Texas Aggie football held its weekly press conference yesterday at Kyle Field. The Maroon and White, of course, are 3-0 on the young season and coming off a big 29-16 win over Auburn. But despite that victory, they were just 2-15 on third downs and 2-5 crossing the goal line in the red zone, something not lost on offensive coordinator Noel Mazzoni.
Hold on, that's the Red Zone Corporation. I had a call into them. Sam got it.
Now, in all seriousness, Mazzoni did say the offense has got to get better on third down and at the goal line.
You know, historically, we've always been a good off red zone offense. Over the last 5 or 6 years, I think, you know, we're always top, you know, in the top 15, top 20 in the country in red zone. So for us to go down there and have the ball 5 times inside the 20 and come away with 1 touchdown is like ridiculous. Okay. So a lot of things. One is I got to have a better plan. You know, as coaches, we got to put our kids in the right position, and we got to do a better job in working that and repping it and have them a good solid plan. The other thing is then your kids have to execute.
Mazzoni and the Aggs will look to improve this Saturday when they take on 17th-ranked Arkansas at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. Kickoff is at 8 p.m. with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. In other college football news, acting Baylor football coach Jim Grobe says he wouldn't know former defensive end Sean Oakman if Oakman walked into the same room. Grobe was asked about Oakman's presence at Baylor's last game. Oakman was indicted in July on a charge he sexually assaulted a woman earlier this year. In Major League Baseball,
high and deep out into center field. Trout going back, giving up on it, because it's gone. It's way out of here. How about that shot off the bat of Nomar Mazara?
Rookie Nomar Mazara hit his 20th homer in another testy game with multiple ejections, and the Texas Rangers moved closer to their second consecutive AL West title by beating the Los Angeles Angels 5-4 on Tuesday night. Texas cut its magic number to 2 to clinch the 7th division title in franchise history. The Rangers take on the Angels in Arlington at 7:05 tonight, looking to sweep the series. Pre-game's at 6:30, and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, in Oakland,
2-1, and Springer grounds it past the dive of Wendell and into right center. Kemp can walk home. George Springer gives the Astros a 2-1 lead with an RBI single in the top of the 10th.
George Springer hit a go-ahead single in the top of the 10th inning, and the Houston Astros beat the Oakland Athletics 2-1 on Tuesday. Chris Devinsky struck out 4 3⅔ innings of relief for the win. The Astros look for a sweep as well today at 2:35 p.m. in Oakland. In the NFL, Jimmy Garoppolo was a limited participant in practice Tuesday as he continues to recover from a right shoulder injury he sustained late in the first half of New England's win over the Miami Dolphins last week. The Patriots have yet to add another quarterback to their roster, increasing the possibility that rookie Jacoby Brissett could make his first career start against Houston if Garoppolo can't go. The Texans take on the Patriots tomorrow for Thursday Night Football at 7:25, pregame's at 6:55, and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Also in the NFL, suspended Dallas defensive end Randy Gregory has dropped an appeal on another substance abuse violation and now faces a 10-game ban on top of the 4 games he will already miss. Without Gregory, the Cowboys take on the Bears Sunday, September 25th at Jerry World at 7:30. Pre-game's at 6:30, and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. And in Toronto, the United States has been eliminated from title contention in the World Cup of Hockey with a 4-2 loss to Canada. Carey Price stopped 34 shots for Canada, which improved to 2-0 in the tournament and dropped the Americans to 0-2 with 1 game remaining. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, sir. It is indeed time to find out what's going on at Team Ford of Navasota. All the 2015 models must go. Ford is offering 0% financing on most models. First-time buyers, they've got several cars lined up for you, including a 2016 Ford Mustang. Only 12,000 miles, you can get it for $19,988. And to find out more, all you have to do is go to myteamford.com. Just a short drive down to Navasota. Meet up with the gang, and they will hook you up. And that is the deal of the day. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
In conjunction with the 14th annual Surviving and Thriving Luncheon brought to you by the Texas A&M Health Science Center featuring Kendra Scott, Pink Alliance is excited that October 4th has been declared Paint the Town Pink Day. Please join us in promoting breast cancer awareness and prevention by painting the town pink. Wear your pink attire and stop by one of the participating restaurants and 5% of your bill will be donated to Pink Alliance. For more information, please visit our website at pinkalliance.org.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. And now last time we were talking about the wobbling market and how that's kind of something that's going on. You predicted it. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Now, what does that exactly mean, though, for a buyer and a seller?
Well, I would say for buyers, as we're moving towards what I think is going to be a more balanced market, you know, I keep hearing stories over and over again about these buyers who got really frustrated, especially if they were, you know, below the 250 or 300,000 range, that maybe they put in several different offers and they were competing offers and maybe they lost out on some homes and they said, you know what, forget about it. Either I'm going to stay in the home that I'm in right now for a few more years, or I'm going to re-sign my lease or whatever the case may be. But I'm hearing that those buyers are starting to stick their head out a little bit more and evaluate what's going on, because it seems like there are more opportunities, probably not as challenging to secure a property. And you know what? It's good for sellers too, because most sellers are upsizing or downsizing. So a balanced market's good for everyone.
Balance is good. Get in touch with the experts. Jen Zweiker and the team at ZARealestate.com.
If you have land to take care of, you need a tractor supply company that can take care of you. Wegward Inc. in Calvert offers a small town attention you miss with larger dealers. You'll appreciate the no-hassle pricing and personal experience. At Wegward Inc., they keep their overhead low and you get the savings, which means an honest upfront deal on tractors from Massey Ferguson and Coyote and hay equipment from the Heston Hay Line. They back up the products they sell with knowledgeable service. Go see Lance or Joe at Wegward Inc. on Highway 6 in Calvert or visit WegwardInc.com.
Good morning. It's a couple of minutes till news. Talk 1620 WTAW, the Infomaniacs. Michelle Fortin, Scottsdale, Arizona, called police on her daughter Camille, who's 3.
Who's 3?
Yep. Well, because she kept unbuckling her seatbelt and she wanted her to learn about seatbelt safety, and the police were happy to oblige.
That's great.
Yep. Michelle said, I guess it was an extreme choice on my part to call the police, but I knew she was going to remember it. And I knew by hearing from a police officer who is a person of authority that my kids respect, then that way it's better for me as a mom.
I feel like as a 3-year-old, though, you can make up, like, the seatbelt fairy doesn't want you to.
Yeah, you could do that. That's true. It could be a lot more fun than
like,
that.
It's pretty traumatizing to have a cop come.
Yeah, well, and certainly the police don't have anything better to do.
That too.
Guess he did it in a fun way.
Right, okay.
And that's
right.
Good, you know.
All right, so are either of you watching this Dancing with the Stars thing?
No, I've been watching The Voice, though, the last couple of nights.
Oh, yeah.
But have not been keeping up with...
So there was a story in the paper today.
Yeah.
About the girl from Brian.
Oh yeah.
So anyway, we'll Chelsea's working on it.
Yeah, we're gonna get her. We're gonna get her.
In the meantime, in Jeopardy last night were Maureen McCormick, Marsha, Ryan Lochte, is that his name?
Who's that?
Austin,
Come on. Okay, I got it. Anyway. But Governor Rick Perry, was at the very bottom of the list, but apparently safe from elimination by audience votes.
Woo! Go Texans!
Exactly.
Yeah!
Yes!
Yeah, you know, with the chip thing in your phone, let's ask old Dave off of Space Odyssey how Hal worked out for him.
You know, that's exactly right. That is an excellent point, because he's always back.